Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Kiera Dent, a member of the events team for Parks and Recreation, and Adriana Northcutt, the Renewable Energy Alaska Project member. I don't know if you have a more official title or if is that about right?
I do energy outreach education for communities, schools, educators, everybody.
Great. Yes. Great. Thank you. Well, thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And your title makes perfect sense, Adriana, because we are going to be talking about some outreach that you're doing here in Sitka. But I think first I'll turn to Kiera and ask a little bit about what we're here to talk about, which is Renewable Energy Camp. What
is it? Yes, Renewable Energy Camp. So this is a program that we run through City and Borough of Sitka Parks and Recreation. We've been doing it for a few years now. We have a summer camp over the summer that we have 3 weeks in June, 3 weeks in July for rising first through sixth graders. So this week right now, our oldest group of campers, which are mostly fourth and fifth graders, are taking the week to really just dive into learning more about renewable energy. The past few years, Clay Good has been our lead on this camp. He has retired now, so we're super grateful for Adriana for coming in to kind of fill those shoes. We got in touch through Bree Gable, the sustainability coordinator at the city, and so we're super excited for camp this year. It's really a collaboration between the city, renewable energy, Renewable Energy Alaska Project, the Sustainability Southeast Project, and Sitka Conservation Society.
Right. So quite a collaboration. And so this is your first time here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Adriana? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. Clay Good actually has been a mentor of mine. I was an educator in the Juneau School District for 17 years, and he was one of my high school science teachers. So it's been really cool with him being able to mentor me to come in and support the amazing work he's been doing here in the community. So I'm really excited. This is part of my role as energy outreach with REAP. And then I also am the Sustainable Southeast Partnership Energy Catalyst for the whole region. And so it's really great to be able to have that collaboration with both the SSP and REAP to be able to do this work.
And it sounds like it's quite a collaboration because Bree is involved, so the city is involved, and then there's an internship program, which also includes Sitka Conservation Society. And we'll talk a little bit more about the internship program just a little bit because you'll tap into it during the camp, Adriana. So I want to ask you a little bit about what does this camp look like? What are these young students going to be involved in?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So I'm really excited. Like I said, my background is education. And so I think for me and for our organizations, I think empowering students to recognize that there are future decision makers, right? And so giving them the tools to learn about energy and then ask questions about it and then realize like all that together, we hope that one, they're going home and talking about it with their families and helping their families learn what they're learning. But really hoping that they realize that their voice really matters in this process, even if they're only in fourth or fifth grade, but by our actions that we do now could really impact the future and that their voice is going to be really important in this process. So that's kind of what I decided to build camp around this year is we're doing all these great hands-on activities, looking at like energy audits, and we're looking at where does energy even come from? Like, where does energy originate from in Earth? They're doing, the city bought, or Parks and Rec bought these really cool circuit kits for them. So every day they get to start with just playing and being active and like trying new things with these circuit kits. So they're going to learn about electricity. They're going to learn about where energy comes from. How do we assess energy? But then this internship was such a great addition because another focus is every day they're going to look at career pathways that could potentially be something they're interested in. And so when the internship with the Conservation Society and the city came up, they were like, hey, could we involve these interns? And I was like, yes, please. They're in it. They're doing it. We have one high school intern and we have one college intern. So they're going to get to help run some of the activities and then talk about why they wanted to be part of the internship program, which it's always cool. And you have, you know, older students to look up to, and you know, adults are cool, but younger students are cooler.
Definitely.
The almost adults are the ones that will really get the kids' attention.
Yeah.
And they'll get to see, like, not only maybe an internship is right for them someday, but also what some of the career options are going forward in this field of energy.
Absolutely.
You mentioned there's so much that you're all going to do. There's going to be a field trip to the Blue Lake Dam. Mm-hmm. You're going to be making some model houses with solar panels, which seems really cool and interesting. And you've mentioned a couple of times these energy audits, like getting a sense of how much energy, you know, we use. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that. What will that look like? And will there be a section where it's, what do we do about this energy we use?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of what the students will do in one of our activities is we'll start in the classroom and we'll do an energy audit of the classroom and look at the different things that are plugged in and the type of light bulbs and those things. And then there's really easy, quick tools that we can use. We have like meters, so we can unplug something and plug it into it, and it'll tell us exactly how much, you know, voltage or watts or whatever. We can play around and look at the different things. We can also like use that beautiful internet to look up and say like, oh, if we have 8 LED light bulbs, you know, this is about how much energy these would be using per hour. So we can do some basic calculations. So they'll get to do some basic math, really basic algebra to kind of calculate stuff. And then collectively, we're going to create an energy audit of a house. So they'll think about like how, what's in your bedroom? You know, what type of stuff is plugged in? What type of stuff do you use? So collectively as a group, we'll get to work through that together. But the end goal of that is not only like what's your usage, but exactly like, are there ways that we can reduce that usage? And so we'll talk about, you know, do I always need to have, you know, my Xbox plugged in? Do I always need to have these things going? So it'll be good because it'll make them reflect. And then each night we have, I call it like energy, since they're energy ambassadors, they're going to go home and be energy ambassadors. So they get to go home with a topic each day and talk with their families about it and bring some information back. So I think that's going to be really great to have them be able to go talk with some adults and help them understand maybe something they didn't know before.
Very cool. Yeah. So then maybe they'll make some choices in their homes that are, you know, that their parents will see or be involved in. And so, yeah, like that's another piece that's kind of in a roundabout way. The adults are going to be involved in this too. The camp is full. There's not a chance to kind of get into it yet, sadly.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, it starts this afternoon. But, you know, if you have a kid who is in that kind of age range, maybe look forward to, hopefully, we're hoping to continue renewable energy camp next year if we can. So keep a lookout for camp next year.
And then also as adults that are listening now, if they have kids that are involved in this, they're going to get some more information when they come home. But they might, if you're an adult listening who doesn't have a kid involved, but you want to be involved in this, I think, Kira, you have some great resources you can tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, it's never too late to learn more about the energy you use and how you use it. And so anyone here can learn about energy in Sitka at the Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy website, and what you want the future to look like here in Sitka in terms of energy. We have a 5-minute survey. You can find it at cityofsitka.com/SCRES. Bree Gable, again, the sustainability coordinator at the city, she's put together some really great information on energy, specifically, you know, how Sitka uses energy and generates energy. And she's really put together some amazing facts and figures that are really accessible, even if you're not really familiar with the field, that you can find online.
Great. And so people can go there and take the survey too to get involved. And then I believe you as well, Adriana, have a website that people could go to. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So my organization, REAP, Renewable Energy Alaska Project, also has a website. It's just REAP.org. And not to be confused with, there's also a federal REAP. Okay. but it's about the whole state of Alaska. And so it's a great resource to just go get more information and want to know more about statewide things that are happening. And we also have a great link for any educators out there. We have free lessons that we've developed. I'm using a lot of those activities and lessons at camp this week. So educators can reach out if they want more information, and we can come help and support doing trainings and help facilitate some of those conversations. So if educators are interested and want to incorporate this type of work into what they do, we have all kinds of resources for them.
Amazing. Wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Adriana Northcutt. She is with the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, or REAP, and Kiera Dent, a member of the events team with Sitka Parks and Recreation. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.